post game at Blackburn Ice Arena with head coach Stephen Foster after almost certainly the toughest game we've had in recent weeks, months. Another very, very close game against Blackburn Hawks, but we've managed to come out on the right end of the result. You must be pleased after that battle.
Absolutely. I think it's one of it's the games what we want this year. We've got to push ourselves against, you know, the best teams in the league, and that could have gone either way, you know. And the character of the lads tonight, you know, I think that really showed. Everybody put a massive big shift in to make sure we got that result, and it's well deserved for them.
Well, as you said, it could have gone either way. Tommy Brown's absolutely stood on his head at one end of the ring. At the other end of the ring, we've possibly been a bit wasteful with some chances to make the game safe. But overall, we probably edged it, do you feel?
Yeah, I think we were good, probably all round on the ice tonight. And this is against a good team that are very dangerous as well. Like you say, Tom played phenomenal in goal for us. I thought our defence were fantastic, considering we're a little bit short on our D last compared to last night. We had 8 D last night, 5 heat tonight, and they all put a shift in. And there's some real good development there by the defence. You know, Joe Walls has stepped up into defence there and is doing a fantastic job for us. I thought Ben Greenhow was fantastic in defence for us again tonight. Finney, one of the older boys, you know, playing with the bumps and bruises, and he put a great shift in. Paddy again. And Jam just got us that goal there. He drove into the zone, and you know, I can continue on with all of the forwards too. Everybody put a proper good shift in, and yeah, they deserve it.
I think you could tell the commitment from everybody on the ice, and by everybody I mean Blackburn Hawks as well, because both teams were absolutely flat out by the end of that game.
Yeah, I think you could tell. You know, everybody give every ounce, and that's what you want in these games. And some are going to go your way and some aren't. You know, we've had one gone against us against Blackburn this year, and we've won twice down here. So, yeah, it's good. It's good for the sport. And it's good that we put a good, you know, they get a decent crowd in here as well. So it's good. We've rewarded our fans, you know, with a win. Blackburn have obviously given themselves a good game for the fans to come and watch, which could have gone either way, could have gone their way. And you know, it's what we want in this league. You know, everybody to be competitive, and everybody and each team to have a chance every game.
Well, results have gone our way tonight as well. We've got a 6-point cushion going into the semi-final weekend next weekend. So all the confidence is there. A bit more of a morale boost, if you like. And we're going into that semi-final series on top form.
Yeah, I think with regards to the league, you know, we just look after ourselves. It always has been that. It's one game at a time. We'll worry about the second one. Like next weekend, we just worry about Saturday. Get a good result Saturday, come home to our home barn, and then put a good show on again and seal the deal at home, hopefully. And that's, you know, we can't look too far ahead. 6 points, yeah, whatever. Like, we're in the driving seat. We look after ourselves. We do that. We stop worrying about anybody else, and we'll be fine.
Well, it's been a very tough night here. We've come out on the right ends. We've got a very hard journey home with the storms outside. So I'll wish you and the team a safe journey back, and we'll talk again next week.
Yeah, thank you. And again, thank you for all the fans making this journey. You know, when the storm's around, that's, you know, hopefully we've given you a good reward for making that trip, and everybody a safe trip home too.
Post came with Hawks head coach Dominic Osmond after Battle Royale at Blackburn Ice Arena tonight. The Stars just edging it 2-1 in the end there, but to be honest, very, very little between the two sides.
Yeah, look, I thought both teams played well tonight, and honestly, I think that we had the upper hand most of the game. And the guys, you know, the guys earned it. You know, Billingham earned it, we earned it. I feel like, you know, it's a 2-2 game. You know, guys going to the net and he's stopping, it hits his skate, goes in. To me, that's a goal, but I don't know the rule, the different. I watch a lot of NHL, so in the NHL, it's a goal, but I don't know what it is here. But I feel like we're still in overtime at the moment. But I can't take anything away from any of the Billingham players, any of the Blackburn players. But, I mean, it just goes to show that the steps that we've been taking, and that's important for us.
You've put on a real good show for your fans tonight. There's a lot in the building, and hopefully they've seen a product that they like and they'll all be back.
That's what it's about at the moment in time. We started this rebuilding process last year. I tell the guys they need to be patient more, but it's really me that I think needs to be more patient, and it's really, really hard. But they're doing everything that we're asking them to do. They're here because they want to be here. They really put in a heck of a lot of effort, and it's all down to them. And we can only guide them so much, but at the end of the day, it's got to be down to them. And they're working so hard and really buying into what we're trying to do here, and it's showing. I mean, I don't think that there's any team that's taken Billingham that far, without maybe having luck on their side that night. So it's a frustrating loss, but to us, it's a moral victory.
Yeah. You've had plenty of positives to take out of it, and obviously going into a cup semi-final weekend next weekend, it's kind of a good springboard.
Well, I mean, from the rebuilding process from last year to now, it was one of our goals is to try and make a competition like that. And we stuck with it. We kept our nose to the grindstone, and we got the results, and it was great. We're going to go into Sully Hall next week, and hopefully we can take the momentum we gained tonight, which I feel we do have a lot of momentum tonight and last night, and you just never know what happens.
You never know. I'd like to take the opportunity to wish you guys luck for the semi-final next weekend, and you never know, we might get each other in the final.
Let's hope. Honestly, it's so much fun watching these two teams play. It really is. It's clean. The guys finish their hits. It just really is. When you watch the games, that we've played all year with Billingham, I mean, they've been tight, they've been close, and they've been clean, and they've been good, well called as well. So let's hope that we see each other in the finals.